I'm State Leader Adams, Republican candidate for Moore County Sheriff. As I have pointed out numerous times, it's the Republican elite and politicians who pick out your sheriff, not you, the voter, because the sheriff always retires 2 years into his final four-year term, and the politicians appoint the next sheriff to fill out the term, not you, the voter. It's been going on like this for as far back as anyone can remember, and the politicians want to keep it that way. This week, our appointed sheriff released the list of those who endorse his candidacy. And who's on the list? Well, the Republican elite and politicians. They want to exert any influence they have to protect their chosen one so that they can dictate the next sheriff when this one retires. Obviously, his endorsers think he's weak and can't take me on by himself. They know he's been incapable of getting the new $41 million jail fully open after a year, which is why we continue to pay for two jails. Ladies and gentlemen, I will only answer to you. I don't owe any politicians anything, but this is your one chance to stand with me and take back your sheriff's department so that I can begin to clean it up. I won't condone, as our sheriff has, a married secretary's affair with a high-ranking married officer with a part-time sheriff department's job making $28 an hour, or a jailer who got his job solely because he was upset with his daughter's living arrangement with a high-ranking deputy and was given his job and a car with the sheriff's permission to keep him quiet. I will make their sheriff's department our sheriff's department. We will stop trashing the reputation of our good deputies and begin to fight real crime, like crack dealers, meth labs, and illegal immigrants. I will stop citing good citizens to court over trivial infractions. And I will transform your sheriff's department and make it a coveted operation. Check out my complete plan at AdamsForSheriff.com. That's AdamsForSheriff.com. Paid for by Adams for Sheriff.